I had a happy childhood, but one thing bothered me, the fact that I had a physical impairment. Not that it bothered me until I reached the age of 5 or 6, when I realized that my impairment was a problem for others, even to my loved ones, who, with all the good intentions, wanted me to be better, to walk better, to straighten my legs, for example. And society as a whole, I felt, saw me differently, perceived me as a tragic boy, a boy living a tragic life, an unfortunate being, and even the medical establishment advised me, my parents actually, on physiotherapy or to get surgery done. And faith also, religion, implicitly taught me that I was perhaps sinful and I did wrong in the past, or that I needed to redeem myself with good actions and constant prayer. Yes, I went to Lourdes. I was taken there by my parents with the hope that I could walk again. I walked, but not up to standards that society expected of me. During one of my meditations today, I realized that I was attached to an idea of bodily perfection, or at least bodily, quote-unquote, normality. That whatever I did, I never could achieve. And perhaps now I'm more okay with the fact I have a physical impairment and a visual impairment. I know my limitations and I'm all right with them. What irritates me is that people reject me on the basis of how they perceive me. That people want me to be have a different body than I do. That the body, in a way, as a reflection of who I am, as my main means of communicating with the world, becomes a problem. And while we can separate the mind from the body, the body is what represents me in the real world. So if I find a problem with my body, indirectly I'm finding a problem with myself. And the pain of attachment is not that I had a physical impairment or have a physical impairment, but that I clung to the idea that I wanted that. I wanted to become someone I'm not. And it really makes you sad if I think about it. The days I spent crying, wishing that perhaps I could improve my body, that I wasn't doing enough. And while it is hard perhaps to imagine what it's like, it's quite a normal life until you start realizing that it's a problem for others, that the greatest pain is really not that you have a physical difference, but that you reject it. And today, I think that I've grown and realized that people around me were expecting me to do the impossible, to throw a ball and expect it to float or fly or go up. And while we know that with age, people don't get any better or any healthier, we tend to cling to the idea of eternal youth. And that's a problem. And that's the problem of attachment.